there's something called a risk reward assessment. Maybe you've heard of it, right? You do it whether you realize it or not on a daily basis. It's like, okay, what's the risk of what I'm about to do? What's the reward that I'm going to get by doing it? Yeah, is it basically going to be worth it? You do it for little things. You do it for big things. But Jalen did it, still decided to do our setting the bar story, which is...
an example of what not to do.
If you can manage to make it through the day without going to jail over cookies, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Cookies?
McDonald's cookies.
Oh, they are tasty. But why are we going to jail over them?
So, Jalen went into a McDonald's, put an order in, got his food, said, I want free cookies. You know, people working were like, well, okay.
Doesn't hurt to ask.
You got to pay for them.
Not giving
so
out freebies today.
So, he got angry, pushed the workers out of the way, went
that's
behind
not what
the counter,
oh,
threw
wow.
things at them.
What?
And then took off with two other meals.
Oh, you didn't pay for those either. That's
well,
stealing.
He might have bought his original order.
But if he's taking other meals he didn't pay for, stealing.
That's right. He didn't at least pay for the other ones.
Jalen, also breaking the rules for going behind the counter. You're also not supposed to do that.
Right.
And
Jalen,
don't throw things and push people.
Was tracked down and arrested. And we're not sure if he was able to enjoy his cookies.
Oh, wow. Yeah, guessing not. I don't think they're going
but
to
again,
DoorDash them to
let's
him in jail.
Risk reward this whole... is it worth the risk to steal these cookies and these meals to go to jail? No, probably not.
In hindsight, I'm hoping he's going to connect those dots that wasn't a smart decision.
Yeah, there you go. And that's why we do this setting the bar story here.